Let's pray together. God, we thank you that you are active, that you are engaged in our lives, that you see us. God, we thank you that you are our shepherd, that you are our safe shelter. God, we thank you that you invite us to be still and to know that you are God, that you hear the groans of our heart, that you see our tears, that you hear our rejoicing, and you join us in our celebrations. Thank you, God, that you are the God of creation and that your majesty is revealed all around us, especially in this spring weather in Ontario as we see the green become greener and the gardens become brighter in color and the crops begin to grow. We give you thanks. Thank you that you walk beside us on our journey. May we find our stories embedded in your story for us. Be our peace and our hope. Amen. Just one reminder before I start, because I know I will forget. We don't need to take the tables and chairs down today. So thank you, everybody who always helps do that. We have been given a gift that we just don't have to today. Someone else is coming to use the community center. So as we have heard already, we're continuing our series in telling the story. And already we have learned that we'll be continuing to use the Psalms as our library this morning of stories. Last Sunday, Barb shared a personal psalm that she had written. This morning already, we have heard of psalms that have come to life in Bonnie's life. And the psalms are filled with stories, and these stories that really speak to us, from giving thanks for blessings and also for dealing with very challenging times, the psalms speak to us, showing us comfort and direction and giving us guidance for really all of life's situations. In all of the stories of our lives, we most often can find that story expressed in the Psalms. The Psalms speak for us. Often our language feels like it is inadequate, and it's often hard to put our thoughts and our emotions into words. And when we go to the Psalms do this for us. They give words for us to say. They paint pictures with words. And they often translate our own emotions into words of lament or words of praises. And they speak the many emotions of our hearts and of our minds. In the Psalms, we find one example where King David is crying out to God for forgiveness in his distress. And as we read that psalm of distress and crying out to God, we also then turn the corner with King David and we hear of his expression of the joy that he experiences as his relationship with God is restored. I often say that we don't have to think of the psalms as being written in one sitting. It's not a 15-minute or one-hour journal writing. These could be taken over a lifetime, actually, to bring to completion one psalm. We hear in the Psalms descriptions of God as a dwelling place, as a safe shelter, as a rock on which to stand. These words give us images in our mind that we form a deeper understanding of God. Psalms also model for us a way to speak to others as they are in the midst of their own story. The Psalms often provide us with words that will help us guide others or comfort others. There are so many words of encouragement and blessing that we can share with one another as people are in need. The words of the Psalm offer images like, "The Lord is my shepherd," or "Be still and know that I am God," or "God hears us when we cry out to him." These words offer images of God, of compassion and of care. And so we can share these words of the Psalms as offering of hope to others. Again, last week Barb shared with us a psalm that she wrote as an expression of her life story and of God's presence throughout the many different seasons of her life. And now, it is our turn. And that's what we're going to do this morning. We are going to actively participate in writing our stories using examples from the Psalms. And so you are going to be invited to write a psalm. In just a moment, we'll find some templates up here, and then we'll find a place to write. And we're going to take about 10 minutes just to begin our psalms. And so when we write our psalms, we want to always remember that the fullness of our emotions is welcomed. And Ryan's going to put up some slides on the screen, and I'm just going to read a portion of some of these where it expresses our emotions. So in the Psalms, for example, we find expressions of sorrow. My soul is in anguish. How long, Lord? How long? Why do you stand so far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? These are real expressions, and you might be experiencing this right now, and God welcomes these words. We might want to express some of our anger towards God. Remember, Lord, how your servant has been mocked. Or, oh my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. Why, oh Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? These are real words. We hope we don't have a lifetime of this season of calling out for God like this, but we may enter into seasons like that in our lives. The Psalms are also filled with thanksgiving. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Or I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms are full of expressions of the majesty of creation, where we are invited in the spring and the summer and the winter and the fall to just stop and stand amongst creation and let these be our words. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. Psalms also are full of rejoicing. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. We might use these on a day of celebration or when we are just so thrilled. We can use these words of shout for joy to the Lord or praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. And as we've done this morning, I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. The Psalms also offer us peace and hope. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. A beautiful blessing to say to ourselves when sleep feels at a distance, or when we know our day is coming to an end, we can speak these words of Scripture to ourselves. Be still and know that I am God. I have this sitting at home in a very prominent place, and it's a reminder to be still and to find and to know the ways of God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. These are words of deep hope and promise. And so what we're going to do is there are four different templates, or you may choose to take a blank page and write a psalm from where you are right now. There are Bibles here and also on the back tables, and there's more. And I'm just going to give you, so there's four different templates. One is based on Psalm 23, and what it does is it just gives you some guidance how you might use Psalm 23 to bring your own expression of a psalm in. Last week, Barb used Psalm 40, and so we also have a portion of Psalm 40 that you may use, and there's again a little bit of a guide. Just write your own psalm using these words as guides. There's writing a psalm. You might choose to do this together if you want to, but it's just like, God, thank you that you are, and to come up with an image and then to realize that you've written a psalm by using all of these prompts. And the last one is based on Psalm 100, which is a psalm that gives grateful praise. So write your own psalm, recognize God's goodness, express gratitude for something specific, express your faith in God. So some of you, again, may want to write from scratch, and you are welcome to do that. There are some tables at the back if you do want to sit around a table to write, or you can sit where you are. Some of you might choose to use your phone to do this. Hi, Misha. And so you can come forward. There's pens everywhere. You can come forward and choose one of the templates or a blank piece of paper to begin. Let's just pray. God, sometimes we feel a little anxious when we're invited into an activity such as this. And sometimes we feel like, oh, I don't really know, God, if I have words that can be offered as a psalm to you. And so if we're feeling places of anxiousness, will you just calm us? Will you help us to be still? Will you help remind us that our words of praise or extension of hope or of frustration are welcomed by you? May you be the God who expands our minds into a place of creativity. Would you speak through our minds and our hearts and the pen on the paper? And we offer these psalms to you. Amen. All right, so come forward. You can mute me. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for participating in that. This is an exercise. It's a spiritual formation, spiritual discipline exercise that I invite us to do more often. You can use a psalm as a guide, or you can just go into a psalm and feel like how the psalmist uses words to express what's going on in their faith journey at the time. So thank you for sharing. My encouragement is for those who have been able to write something this morning is to find a place somewhere where you can read it out loud as a prayer. That's where the psalms are meant to be spoken out loud. So you have written a psalm, and I invite you to voice it, to give voice to it somewhere. So thank you again for participating in that, and these psalms become an offering to God. Let's pray, and then we'll sing together. God, thank you that your word is just so bountiful in expression. God, thank you that you invite us to come as we are, whatever season we find ourselves in, with all the emotions that you have created for us to experience. God, thank you that you hear the cries of our hearts, you hear the delight of our words. Thank you that psalms represent people to us and seasons. And thank you, God, for the creative gift that you have given to us, that we can use words to express